Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at Play Like a Jet 1. And it's time for the Jets Texans pregame report. Should be a pretty rainy day today at MetLife Stadium. And so to break down everything injury wise, the last minute news and notes, and then, of course, go through all the prop bets and picks from around the league, my buddy, the owner and founder of WalterFootball.com, Walter Cherepinski. What's up, Walt?
Not much, Scott. Getting ready for the games. Can't wait. It's hard to believe that there are only five NFL Sundays left. You know, not counting the playoffs, but still, season's winding down. I'm excited to talk about this, and thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, today, as the Jets social media account has been fond of reminding us, it's a battle between two former number two overall picks in the draft, Zach Wilson and C.J. Stroud. One of those two guys has more than lived up to the number two overall pick. The other hasn't quite lived up to the number two overall pick. I'll let you guess which is which. Walt, let's begin with the injuries here because that's what's important in terms of last minute news. We found out a couple of days ago that Breece Hall and John Franklin Myers were going to be questionable for this game. It looks like they're still questionable. Wes Schweitzer, who came back recently, is back out again, and there's some significant injuries for the Texans. Roll through all of it for us.
Yeah, I mean, Breece Hall, John Franklin Myers, there were DMP limited in the three practices this week. Two obviously impactful players. Breece Hall can go the distance anytime he touches the ball. And then Franklin Myers is a force on the defensive line. So we'll see if they play. If they're both out, it's obviously going to make it tougher for the Jets to win, which, you know, you could argue is a good thing for draft positioning. So maybe people will be rooting for them to be sidelined. Wes Schweitzer's out. So it's a blow to the offensive line. For the Texans, someone that Jets fans may remember, George Fant, is another guy who was DMP to start the week, but he practiced fully on Friday. So sounds like he's going to play, although you never know. The Texans are missing some receivers, or some receiving options for C.J. Stroud. Tank Dell got placed on IR, so obviously he's going to be out for the year. And then Dalton Schultz is going to be out for the second game in a row. Noah Brown has had a couple of great performances about a month ago. He's been injured since, and he was limited full, but then he was DMP on Friday, which is usually a bad sign when a player is downgraded like that. So Texas might be down a bunch of receivers for CJ Stroud. So again, it's like if you're rooting for the Jets to lose, I think you're hoping that Noah Brown's gonna play at least.
Well, right now the odds makers, Walt, say that the Jets will probably lose this game because the Texans on the road at MetLife Stadium are favored by 3.5 points, and the over-under is 32.5. So it doesn't look like Vegas thinks this is going to be a shootout. What do you think here?
So I think I'm inclined to go with the Texans. I don't love this spot, though, because the Texans, while they have a good record, they're 7-5. They're coming off a win against Denver. They've had a bunch of close wins, and almost all of them have been at home. They beat Denver by 5, as I just said. They also beat Arizona by 5. And then they beat the Buccaneers by 2. This is 3 of their past 5 results. Close wins at home. Now, they did have a big win in Cincinnati, which was really impressive, but that was only 2 weeks after they lost to Carolina. So this team hasn't been on the road very often. They've had 3 straight home games. They're going on the road for the first time since week 10. They're playing in bad weather. They're a dome team, obviously, from the south, so the weather could get them. However, it is so difficult to trust the Jets. I think I'd need 4 points. This line was 6.5 earlier in the week when it was suspected that maybe Tim Boyle or Trevor Siemian was going to start. This line fell to 3.5 with Zach Wilson. It's funny that Zach Wilson is worth 3 points over those other guys, which is, yeah, I don't know what's more sad, that those guys are so bad, or just Zach Wilson is still an underdog despite being a starter here. So I'm inclined to take the Texans because I don't trust Zach Wilson. He could easily sabotage another game. And especially if Breece Hall's out, like they lose that electric playmaking ability if he's sidelined. John Frankenmyers is a big loss on the defensive line if he's not available. So, Texans for me, I'm not going to bet this game. This is one of my least favorite games handicapping wise of the week.
Tells you a lot about Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle that Zach Wilson moved the line 3 points. That really is remarkable. Let's talk about Zach Wilson and the passing props though, Walt. The passing touchdowns, C.J. Stroud over under 1.5, Zach Wilson over under 0.5, passing yards, C.J. Stroud over under 215.5, Zach Wilson over under 191.5, pass and rushing yards, C.J. Stroud over under 228.5, Zach Wilson over under 207.5, pass completions, C.J. Stroud over under 19.5, Zach Wilson over under 17.5, pass attempts, C.J. Stroud over under 30.5, Zach Wilson over under 30.5. Interceptions, C.J. Stroud and Zach Wilson both over under 0.5. And longest completion, C.J. Stroud over under 35.5, Zach Wilson over under 33.5. Worth remembering, Walt, that today it is forecasted to be a really bad rainy weather day, which means that if you're looking at the passing props, traditionally, you would be looking to go on the low side. So that would mean you'd probably take a fair amount of these unders, right?
Well, for me, the weather only really matters if there's like a torrential downpour or if the wind is 20 miles an hour or greater. If it's just the steady rain, I don't think that actually impacts the passing game that much. I saw a study saying that in a rainy game, quarterback production is down only 0.6 fantasy points. It's usually the wind, or like if the rain is like super hard, then you see a downtick in production. But what usually happens is like if it's a rainy field, sometimes the cornerback slips and the receiver is just wide open. But then again, you also have some drop passes as well. So kind of, just there's some give and take there, but I think the bigger factor here is the Jets passing defense, which is just still amazing. Like as bad as the Jets record is, they're still so good against the pass. So I think people may want to bet CJ Stroud overs because he's been so great. He's the front runner for rookie of the year offensively, like by far. There's no one even near him. But it's a tough spot for him. This is a Jets defense that's embarrassed some quarterbacks this year, to quote Robert Salah. Like they've given Jalen Hurts his worst game. They've given Patrick Mahomes one of his worst games. Josh Allen, his first game was terrible there. Justin Herbert had one of his worst games in New York. despite the win. I can see CJ Stroud struggling. And so I do want to bet these unders just because of the matchups. I think passing yards under 215.5 looks good. I think that if you want to take over interceptions, now you said they're both a half, but the VIG is so different. The VIG for CJ Stroud for over a half is +130. For Zach Wilson, it's -180. So in other words, to win $100 on Zach Wilson throwing interception, you need to bet 180 to win 100. Whereas with CJ Stroud, if you bet 100 for interceptions, you win 130. So that's just so much better value with CJ Stroud interceptions. I like that. I would go over a half there. And longest completion under 35.5 for CJ Stroud. I think that looks good to me. I think that's another good one to bet.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Rushing props. Breece Hall over under 44.5. CJ Stroud over under 9.5. Damian Pierce over under 36.5. Devin Singletary over under 35.5. Zach Wilson over under 12.5. I like that one because I think he's going to start to take more chances now. It sounds like that's what the Jets are gearing up for. They've told Zach Wilson, you don't have to play it safe anymore. Let it rip. And if you make mistakes, you make mistakes, because what they've been doing hasn't been working. Sure, he hasn't turned the ball over, but they also weren't scoring points. So I think you may see him rush a couple of times in this game. And to that point, I also like him on the over for rush attempts, which is 2.5. And for Damian Pierce, the number is 10.5. Rush and receiving yards combined. Breece Hall over under 70.5. Damian Pierce over under 44.5. Devin Singletary over under 48.5. Garrett Wilson over under 54.5. Nico Collins over under 67.5. Noah Brown over under 39.5. Xavier Gibson over under 23.5. Longest rush. Breece Hall over under 13.5, Damian Pierce over under 11.5, Devin Singletary over under 11.5, and Zach Wilson over under 8.5.
So something that may stick out to just people who are looking at props for the first time, they might think, oh, Breece Hall over 44.5 rushing yards. If he's healthy, he should be able to get that against the Texans, because the Texans have been so bad against the run. You know, every time Derrick Henry plays against them, he goes nuts. But that actually has not been the case this year. The Texans have gotten so much better against the run. You know, they've signed some players in free agency. Denzel Perryman, one of them. Now, he's not like a great coverage guy, but he's really good against the run. And so with some of these additions that they've had, they've actually become worse against the pass than the run. which is just a, like one of the reasons why I like the Texans -3.5, albeit like, you know, begrudgingly, is because the Texans are so pass funnel, and you know, you need a good quarterback to take advantage of that, and or at least a mediocre quarterback, and Zach Wilson's not there. So at any rate, like the Breece Hall under 44.5 rushing yards actually looks appealing, because he may not get the full workload. Like even if he plays, he could share more of a workload with Dalvin Cook. And if that's the case, then the under should hit, especially against a good run defense. And then on the other side, as good as the Jets are against the pass, they are not nearly as good against the run. They're a very run funnel defense. Last week, they did a good job against Bijan Robinson. And I was on the show last week talking about how, despite the good matchup, I didn't like Bijan Robinson because I thought the Jets were going to stack the box. But this time, I don't think they can do that. Like, it's so much easier to stack the box against Desmond Ridder, force him to throw, than it is with CJ Stroud. So I think that Damien Pierce, over 36.5 rushing yards, he's reclaimed the starting job for some reason, even though Devin Singletary has been better. I don't understand why, but you know, he is the starter there. So he's not very talented, but I think he could definitely go over 36.5 rushing yards, especially if the Texans have the lead.
Receiving props, receiving yards, Breece Hall over under 21.5, Brevin Jordan over under 23.5, Garrett Wilson over under 53.5, Nico Collins over under 67.5, Noah Brown over under 38.5, Robert Woods over under 17.5, Tyler Conklin over under 25.5, Xavier Gibson over under 20.5, receptions, Brevin Jordan over under 2.5, Devin Singletary over under 1.5, Garrett Wilson over under 4.5, Nico Collins over under 5.5, Noah Brown over under 3.5, Tyler Conklin over under 2.5, Xavier Gibson over under 1.5, and longest reception, Breece Hall over under 11.5, Brevin Jordan over under 13.5, Garrett Wilson over under 21.5, Nico Collins over under 24.5, Noah Brown over under 19.5, Robert Woods over under 11.5, Tyler Conklin over under 13.5, and Xavier Gibson over under 13.5.
So my favorite bet, my favorite prop bet of this game, actually favorite bet because I'm not really betting the other side, is Nico Collins under 67.5 receiving yards. I think it's telling that the VIG has moved to -130 on Nico Collins. So you have to bet 130 to win 100 for this to hit. And I think it's worth it because it's such a tough matchup. If you look at like how opposing pass defenses have done against outside receivers, like the 29th, 30th, and 31st teams in allowing receiving yardage, they're like bunched together. And then like way below them is the Jets. Like they're just so much better than the other teams at allowing outside receivers to function. So I've been betting under receiving yards on outside receivers against the Jets for a while. And like, I'm just going to do it again. I mean, it's just been working really well. And this number is kind of high. When I looked at the props, I expected to see something in the 50s. I think this is juiced up to 67.5 because Tank Dell is out, but it's still a very difficult matchup. And I think the only way this goes over is if the Jets somehow get a big lead, you know, via defensive turnover, special teams, whatever, they get out to a big lead and suddenly the Texans are playing from behind and there's just like a lot of garbage yards or something. That's like, I feel like that's the only way that gets there. So I like Nico Collins under 67.5. Conversely, I like Garrett Wilson over 53.5. As I said, the Texans have gotten worse against the pass, their pass funnel defense. And with Zach Wilson, a quarterback, that's at least like a functional quarterback. I know Zach Wilson sucks, but he's, you know, Vegas is telling us he's 3 points better than the other guys. And I think that's true because Tim Boyle is, I don't think, belongs in the NFL. And I'm not sure Trevor Siemian does either. We haven't really seen him. But like Zach Wilson is, you know, he's been a bust as a first round pick, obviously. But you know, I think he could have a role as a backup long term if he wants it. And so as a functional quarterback, he can at least get Garrett Wilson over 53.5. And Wilson's the type of guy who can break a long play. It's an easy matchup, so I like that. I like that prop for him.
Special teams props, field goals made, both Matt Amendola, the former Jet, and Greg the Leg Zuerlein over under 1.5. Kicking points, Matt Amendola over under 6.5, Greg Zuerlein over under 5.5, and points after touchdowns made, both Zuerlein and Amendola over under 1.5.
So, I mean, I say this every time I do props with you. If you want to bet a field goal kicker, you generally want to bet the over on field goals for the team that you think is going to win the game. Because if the team's winning and they stall at the 30-yard line in like the end of the third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, they're going to go for the field goal because there's no reason for them to risk it, you know, unless it's like fourth and one. If it's fourth and three, they'll kick the field goal just to get points on the board. Whereas if a team's trailing, if it's fourth and three in the fourth quarter, they're going to go for it. So if you think the Texans are going to win this game, it makes sense to you can even parlay a field goal made for Matt and Amendola over 1.5. Although you kind of have to be a little bit careful with that because one, because the rain impacts kickers more than anything. And two, Matt Amendola is not Houston's normal kicker. That is Kaimi Fairbairn. He's out. Amendola is not a very good kicker. He's okay. But he could still get there at over 1.5. The Texans could stall in the red zone with the Jets' great defense. So if I had to take one of these, I think I would take Amendola just as I think that the Texans will have the lead. But, given the weather, it's tough to bet. So I think I just pass on these two.
Touchdown props, Nico Collins, plus 165, Breece Hall, plus 185. Garrett Wilson plus 245, Damian Pierce plus 235, Devin Singletary plus 270, Noah Brown plus 320, Dalvin Cook plus 425, Brevin Jordan plus 390, CJ Stroud plus 550, Robert Woods plus 550, no touchdown scorer plus 2000, Tyler Conklin plus 650, Xavier Gibson plus 650, Alan Lazard plus 750, Zach Wilson plus 700, Israel Abanikanda plus 600, Houston Texans defense and special teams plus 600, John Mechie plus 600, Jets defense and special teams plus 1,000, Eric Salbert plus 1,400, Andrew Beck plus 1,600, Jeremy Ruckert plus 1,700, Randall Cobb plus 1,800, Xavier Hutchinson plus 1,500, Irvin Charles plus 2,000, Mike Boone plus 2,200, Kenny Aboah plus 3,000, and Nick Bawden plus 3,000.
So a couple of things, actually three things stand out to me. If you're looking for like a favorite, like one of the favorites to score a touchdown, I think Damian Pierce at plus 235 makes a lot of sense. He's getting goal line work. As I said, he's the main running back now. I mean, they are splitting touches, but Singletary's getting more receptions than Pierce, who's getting the rushing work. So Pierce to score any touchdown at plus 235, I think that's okay. I think I'd almost rather bet the plus 850 on first touchdowns, but still, I think that's an okay bet. A couple other ones that stand out to me is more long shots. Tyler Conklin at plus 650. The Texans have allowed four touchdowns to tight ends this year. Six is the top number, so it's kind of a significant number. The Texans usually are just not that good against tight ends, so I think Tyler Conklin could have a decent game, especially if the weather is going to be pretty bad. They might target the intermediate more than deep. So plus 650 for Conklin looks pretty decent. And then I'm kind of confused about why Texans defense is plus 600, whereas Jets defense is plus 1000. I know obviously, the quarterback is the big factor there, but the Jets defense is so much better than the Texans defense. And I think that Stroud has not played too many elite defenses like this. So the Jets could confuse him, or, he could get rattled, and especially in the rain, maybe the ball slips and the Jets scoop and score or something like that. So 10-1 for the Jets to score a touchdown, that seems really good.
Walt, before we run, go ahead and give us your picks from around the league. Let's try and make people a couple of bucks this Sunday beyond just the Jets game.
So I love the Bears at I took them at plus 3.5. You can still get them at plus 3.5 minus 124 at some books, but generally they're plus 3 now. The sharp bettors took that down, which I'm not surprised about because the Lions have been kind of in free fall recently. I know they won last week against the Saints, but they got lucky with an early touchdown. And I think if that game were extended by five more minutes, I think the Saints would have won. Like, they had the Lions on the ropes at the end. Detroit just couldn't stop anything the Saints were doing. And as bad as Detroit's defense has been, they just lost Ali McNeil, who's been the second best player on that defense. Chicago matches up well against Detroit. Detroit can't stop scrambling quarterbacks. This has gone not just this year; it's gone past, gone back like the past couple years as well. And Detroit also has bad secondary, so I think DJ Moore should have a good game. I just think that this line's mispriced. I think you can make the case for the Bears to be favored here. They are higher in the metrics than the Lions are. Their defense has been ranked seventh since week seven, and that was when they got Montez Sweat on the team. And they got healthy in the secondary. I think people haven't caught on to how good this Bears defense has been, and their offense is better when Justin Fields. So I think Chicago, like I said, you could argue that they could be favored. So I like them here. Rams plus 7.5 against the Ravens. There's some talk that the Ravens are dealing with the flu. So they could not, they may not be 100%. And also, the Ravens are worse than they've been because they lost Mark Andrews. And that's huge for this matchup because the Rams are the softest against tight ends. So, the fact that Mark Andrews isn't here to take advantage of that matchup, I think is enormous for the Rams' chances. And the Rams have gotten better while the Ravens have gotten worse because they've gotten Kyren Williams back, Matthew Stafford, who was injured for that Seattle game. So he was banged up and now he's healthy. I think that the Rams should be able to keep this game close. I like San Francisco minus 13.5 against Seattle. It sounds like Drew Lock's going to start. The Seahawks called up their practice squad quarterback, and Pete Carroll was quoted as saying that he's excited to have Drew Lock start, which sounds kind of insane to me. But I think that the Niners are not, like, given that Lock may start, I think the Niners should be able to win very easily because backup quarterbacks against elite defenses have a terrible track record of covering. And the two Monday night games, I like both favorites. Miami minus 13 against Tennessee. This is the same matchup that we saw last week with Miami Washington. Like Washington, Tennessee is good against the run. They're worse against their pass rush is worse because they lost Jeffrey Simmons to injury. Kind of like Washington lost Montez Sweat and Chase Young. That was via trade, but still, Jeffrey Simmons is not there anymore. And Tennessee is horrible against the pass. They can't stop outside receivers, and that's where Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle play. So Miami seems like they should be able to dominate this game. I think they could have this covered by halftime. And then Green Bay against the Giants. It looks like some people like the Giants. I think it's because they beat New England and Washington. And, so they were 2-8. Now they're 4-8. So the record doesn't look too terrible anymore. And I think that people have forgotten how bad the Giants are. This is a big step up in competition. The Packers are sixth in net EPA. So they're so much better than Washington and New England. The Packers have gotten so much better. Jordan Love has gotten more comfortable in the pocket. They're getting injured players back. Jair Alexander may play. Aaron Jones may play. Eric Stokes, one of their starting quarterbacks, is going to be back. Devondre Campbell returned last week. Like, this Packers team, I think, could be a force down the stretch. They have an easy schedule. It wouldn't shock me if they ran the table and really kind of surprised people. So I like the Packers as well. So those are the WalterFootball.com Week 14 picks.
Thanks, Walt, and thanks for listening. Make sure you check out everything that Walt and Charlie Campbell are doing over at WalterFootball.com. They've got your gambling tips, fantasy, and, of course, year-round draft coverage. As I always like to say, Walt is the OG of year-round online draft content. So make sure you check out everything that's going on at WalterFootball.com. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel. So watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. Teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.